is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A surprise development in the murders of four University of Idaho students. The accused killer, Brian Koberger, has agreed to plead guilty to avoid facing the death penalty. Benjamin Mogan's daughter, Madison, was among the victims.
It's going to be nothing nice to go through for the rest of your life. And he'll have to think about that every day, all the terrible things that he allegedly did.
Loyola Law's Lori Levinson says the plea deal could be a win-win.
It may be that the prosecutors have agreed to this because there are no guarantees when you go to trial. And they knew that the witnesses would be challenged throughout the court proceedings. So for both sides, there was something valuable in reaching this plea agreement.
New details on the ambush that killed two fire battalion chiefs in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, after they responded to a wildfire. Officials say it was set by 20-year-old Wes Rowley, a transient, who shot them when they asked him to move the car he lived in. Rowley's former roommate, TJ Franks.
I can't believe what he did. I mean, that is an absolutely disgusting thing to do.
The sheriff says Rowley killed himself. Lawmakers in the Senate have been up for the second night in a row, this time voting and negotiating on amendments to what President Trump refers to as his big, beautiful budget bill. North Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
Stick with the bill we wrote. You're going to be happy to reduce the deficit and make sure people's taxes don't go up.
Arizona Democrat Mark Kelly sees it differently.
Giving a tax break to the richest people and most profitable corporations is a choice. And paying for it by kicking 17 million Americans off their health insurance is a choice.
Iran's foreign minister has given his first interview with American TV since the 12-day war with Israel to CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab. The two men sat down together in Tehran.
President Trump has said that talks with your government could restart as early as this week. Will that happen?
I don't think negotiations will restart as quickly as that. In order for us to decide to re-engage, we will have to first ensure that America will not revert back to targeting us in a military attack.
Ever hear about the drawbacks of snacking on cheese and going to sleep? CBS's Michael George.
A survey published in Frontiers in Psychology found many people reported a link between eating dairy before bed and having nightmares. Scientists say it's possible the dairy is causing gas or stomach pain, which affects people's dreams at night. 40% of the people surveyed said they believe what they ate at night affected their sleep.
Dow futures down 50. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tomorrow night, the Racine Common Council will consider overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a project to open a new gas station and convenience store on Washington Avenue. It's that location right next to the Popeyes. The mayor's veto cited concerns about liquor licenses and questioned the project's impact. Supporters say the business would offer fresh food and much-needed tax revenue, and that the would-be owner followed all required city procedures to apply. The council meets tomorrow at 6 in the Racine Public Library. Police departments in Racine, Kenosha, and around the state are offering condolences to the MPD. The Milwaukee Police Department yesterday announced the death of Officer Kendall Quarter. Quarter was fatally shot while responding to a shots fired call last Thursday. He was 32 years old with 6 years of service. His partner, Officer Christopher McCray, was also shot but is expected to recover. The suspected shooter was arrested, with now homicide among the likely charges. A bus tour comes to Racine today. It's called the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway Bus Tour and is organized by groups called Fair Share America and Unrig Our Economy. It's meant to bring together local and state leaders to oppose federal budget and tax proposals they say would hurt Wisconsin families. Racine Mayor Corey Mason and State Representative Greta Neubauer will speak at the event outside the courthouse. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Bucks are losing Lopez.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Free Agency. After seven seasons, including one NBA championship, Brook Lopez is leaving the Milwaukee Bucks. The 37-year-old center has agreed to a two-year contract with the Los Angeles Clippers worth $18 million. While with the Bucks, Lopez improved his three-point shooting and leads with the most blocked shots in franchise history, second only to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Three other players returning to the Bucks: shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. agreeing to a two-year deal worth $7.5 million, which doubles what he made last season in Milwaukee. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. agreeing to a two-year deal worth $10.5 million. And forward Taurean Prince also signing a two-year deal with the Bucks worth $7.1 million. All three having next year as a player option. Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Mets in New York. Freddie Peralta on the mound against the Mets' Clay Holmes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny, 87. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
I just got back. I went on a little rafting trip, whitewater rafting. I don't know if you've ever done that. It's horrible. It's terrifying. It was me. It was just a horrible thing. Me and my boyfriend and his dad went, and his dad's like 90. Hey, that's a great idea. He can barely function on dry land, so let's put him in a little rubber boat and watch him smash into rocks. Yeah, not only was just the trip itself, like the rafting, is scary, but it was just horrible. My boyfriend's really bossy, and the whole time he's in the back of the raft going, stroke, stroke. And I'm screaming, I am. No, my dad is having a stroke.
you go. It's that same old song, Sugar Pie Honey, Four Tops. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. 10 minutes after six, it is a, what is it, Tuesday. Coming up to the 4th of July, because of that, Dave Mack's going to be in this morning. He's on the 4th Fest committee, and we're going to talk about the parade, the fireworks, all the 4th Fest activities coming up this Friday. And the weather looks spectacular, sunny and hot. Highs near 90, so here's what you do. Keep drinking water, because you will dehydrate at 90 degrees. So if you're outside, do that. Get some kind of sunscreen, too, all right? And you'll probably be better off for it in the long run, they say. And we're going to have a story on this later, that when you go out in the sun, you may get a sunburn now, but years down the line, it may rear its ugly head. So do that. Take care of yourself. All right, sunny, 64 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park. If you're bored with getting your caffeine fix from coffee, here's an option for you. Nothing like a rack of ribs to wake you up in the morning. 5-Hour Energy. Last year unveiled a new product for summer called Caffeinated Barbecue. Wasn't clear if they planned on selling it or not. So far, I have never seen it anywhere. But they did give away 12-ounce bottles through their website. Now, I could probably make it. Just take one of those little 5-hour energy things. I take those in the morning and dump it into barbecue sauce and stir. I would assume that's around the same thing, right? Something like that. All right, sweet talking guy. It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hometown Radio Refreshed. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN with the Chiffons.
Sweet talking guy.
It's there you go, Chiffon, sweet talking guy at WRJN. How smart were you in school? Pretty smart? Well, we'll find out. A kid from Long Island went to NYU last year, which wouldn't be in the news normally, but he's only 12 years old and he's in college. He skipped the 5th, 6th, 7th, 9th, and 11th grades. He plans to study math and physics. So they said he went to NYU last year. Did he graduate yet? I mean, if he's skipping all those grades, you figure, well, he's probably going to graduate soon, right? 6:14, right away. Here's Dale Shannon on WRJN.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although it was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done.
guy with a big catalog of hits, El Shannon, Runaway. 616, local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. Our forecast calling for plenty of sun today with a high near 82, clear, low 67 tonight. Sunny highs 86 tomorrow. Looking ahead to the 4th of July, sunny and hot with a high near 90. It's sunny and 64 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. So this fortune teller in Florida is facing charges for robbing a client at gunpoint. Cops say she was using her services as a ruse to get people into their homes and get her into their homes, steal cash and jewelry. Now, if she was a real fortune teller, she would have seen that arrest coming. Don't you think? All right. Time for Pete with the beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Apple Films' F1 is definitely a hit, but will it be a financial success? Sounds like a strange question, but prognosticators are curious. The film opened number one with a $57 million domestic haul and has brought in $145 million worldwide. The Brad Pitt-Jerry Bruckheimer effort received excellent reviews, but still landed a little short of expectations. How to Train Your Dragon came in second place with just under $20 million and a less than 50% drop-off in week three, giving it a domestic total of just over $200 million. Disney Pixar's Elio, although a bit of a disappointment, still came in third place with just over $10 million at the gate. Megan 2.0 underperformed as well, earning much less than the first chapter of the film, coming in at about $10 million domestically. Rounding out the top five was 28 Years Later, which came in just under $10 million in its second week of release. Fasten your seatbelts, though, moviegoers. A dinosaur invasion is happening tomorrow. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue on Highway 11, Sturtevant. Come on in and peruse our great selection of vinyl. Going on 8 years in July, it's amazing that we're still finding new customers every day. Most of them head right over toward the vinyl. They know what they're looking for. I can find just about anything out there. We belong to a worldwide vinyl marketplace. Come on out and see us on our 8th anniversary weekend, July 11th and 12th. We'll be having lots of great deals, so we'll see you there.
You're invited to the soft opening of Mahoffers on Main July 1st. Be the first to experience Racine's newest hotspot, Mahoffers on Main, located at 236 Main Street. Grab your crew, throw on your favorite boots or sneakers, and get ready to make some memories. Serve an ice cold beer, house poured moonshine, and top shelf whiskey. Everything for a great night out. With a playlist that hits everything from country classics to party anthems and throwback jams, there's something for everyone on the speakers. Doors open at noon July 1st.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
go. Get ready. Rare Earth. You know how long the album version is? And I used to play this back in the 70s. 22 minutes. I remember the program director once came in and said, if I hear you play that again at 22 minutes, we're going to break the record. So don't play it again. So I never did. That's the short version. 2 minutes, 43 seconds. Hey, I got a poll here. They asked parents if they wish they had kept more or less from their child's childhoods. Only 6% said they would have kept less. 35% said they wish they would have kept more. About half said the same amount. I think I told you once when my mom was moving, she threw out my high school diploma. Threw it right in the dumpster. And her response was, and I quote, if it was that important to you, you would have taken it with you. Thanks, Mom. 625 Local News, Tamless Hits, WRJN.
I hear something saying.
Well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Sam Cooke, Chain Gang, Hometown Radio Refresh, Civic Media's WRJN. It's 627. Well, a man in Canada became the first person in their country's history, electoral history, to receive zero votes when he ran in a contested election. Here's what I don't understand. Didn't he even vote for himself? I mean, at least he would have had one vote if he voted for himself. And if he's married, didn't his wife vote for him? Billy Joe Royal down in the boondock, 627 Local News, Tamless Hits, here at WRJN.
Down in the boondocks.
I guess I-
Show, Billy Joe Royal, down to the Boondocks, 6:30 on the Noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a bunch of kids that started what turned out to be a massive fire in Kenosha Sunday night. Five teenage boys were arrested, accused of starting a fire at an old warehouse on 13th Court. A witness reported seeing them leaving the scene on bikes from that fire on the north side. Investigators say the fire caused heavy damage, but there were no injuries. All five teens are now facing misdemeanor charges. The boys were released to their parents while the investigation continues. Kenosha's got the lowest price at the pump right now in the area. The price there is $2.92 a gallon today, with it around the $3 mark in Milwaukee and Racine counties. Some folks are looking to save a little money as people start to take off for vacations. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Average gas prices fell 7.3 cents over the last week, landing at $2.96 in the state today. This is 1.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 30 cents lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy's Independence Day gas price forecast projects the national average price to fall to $3.15 on July 4th. This would be down nearly 35 cents from last year's national average and the lowest Independence Day average since 2021. Gas Buddy officials say if tensions in the Middle East remain contained and the U.S. avoids a major hurricane, the national average could fall below $3 at some point this summer.
For the second time in less than a week, a big money lottery ticket was sold in Wisconsin, this time in Racine. It was a $350,000 super cash winning ticket sold at Araya's Mobile on Douglas last week. Just 6 days earlier, another top prize ticket was sold in Oconomowoc. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Consumers' concerns over food ingredients, things like red dye, driving another market here in Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. The Food Finance Institute's taking a closer look at what can be done within our borders to supply food businesses with natural products that provide the same flavors and the same colors. It's the job of Jamie Valenti Jordan, the food brand program manager with the Food Finance Institute.
Naturally Wisconsin is part of a larger organization called Naturally Network. Naturally Network is a kind of an expression of this need to partner together in order to support the natural products industry. They're most commonly in the food industry, honestly. And so what Naturally Wisconsin is intended to be is an opportunity for us to bring all of the resources that are here to support both our farmers and our entire supply chain through the natural products ecosystem to help us to be better partners, better business partners.
Jamie Valenti Jordan is the executive director of Naturally Wisconsin. He said ultimately their goal is to make Wisconsin the best place to launch and scale business in the natural sector. You can find out more about their efforts at naturallywisconsin.org.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And speaking of local food, Wisconsin Farmers Union expressing their displeasure that the Joint Finance Committee has removed funding for the Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. This program is something that's currently being funded by federal dollars that will be exhausted by the end of August. According to Wisconsin Farmers Union, they say that that program is a win-win for farmers, food access organizations, and communities. More at MidwestFarmReport.com on that story and others. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny, 87. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Anybody a gym teacher here? You think when gym teachers are younger, they're thinking, you know, I want to teach, but I don't want to read. About kickball for 40 years. I can't believe we got grades in gym class. I've never used anything I learned in there. I've never been, all right, I'm standing in front of a room full of strangers. Based on what I've learned in gym class, I will throw a red ball at a fat guy. That's no good.
Versions of that song. Who is it? Was it Tiffany who did the Kylie Minogue? Somebody did a really up-tempo, if that's not up-tempo enough, did an 80s version of that song, which is really, really good. 639, local news, tablets, it's WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 82. Clear tonight, low 67. Sunny tomorrow, 86 the high. And looking ahead to the 4th of July, sunny and hot with a high near 90, but no rain. That's good. Sunny, 64 degrees right now here at Radio Park. All right, say you were at a concert and the concert is really no good. Do you still clap at the end? A new poll found most of us, yes, will always clap because it's polite and expected. Some of us are stingier. 60% of Americans will clap no matter what. But 31% said, you have to earn that applause. I think I would clap anyway. Something about that. You know, you don't want to be the guy everybody's looking at and say, gee, what a Scrooge. Yeah, I would clap. Yeah. 6:39, local news, timeless hits. WRJN got Bobby Goldsboro now, and I'm a drifter.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from
local news, timeless hits with Bobby Goldsboro. It's 6:43. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, we're talking about 4th Fest. We got the 4th of July parade, we got fireworks, a whole bunch of activities. It is very special here in Racine, and Dave Mack, our alderman in the 4th District, is going to be here. He's also on the 4th Fest Committee, David Mack, and he'll be in here talking about the 4th Fest activities coming up. Beautiful weather for it. It's going to be great. So we're going to talk all about that coming up in just a few minutes. So this woman in Maryland wins $50,000 using lotto numbers from her horoscope. The numbers were 25569, in case you want to write them down. She told lottery officials she's in the middle of manifesting $1 million and expects to win an even bigger prize soon. Here's what my plan is. I'm going to follow her around, and when she writes the numbers down, I'm going to copy them and put the same numbers down. She's on a winning streak. 6:43, got the Everlys now. Here's Kathy's Clown.
Don't want your love.
when you see me shed a tear, and you know that it's sincere, don't you think it's kind of sad that you're treating me so bad, or don't you even care? Don't want you.
And Phil, I think they made up before they passed away. I think they made up as they were brothers. They had big fights, you know, siblings do. They had a big argument, big fight, and they broke up for a while. But I think they got back together toward the end. So that's good to know. Good to know. Hey, it's 646 at WRJN. Summer is here, of course. Want you to stay safe. Here are five potentially dangerous things related to summer. Insect bites. People don't think about them, but mosquitoes and ticks can carry different diseases like Zika and Lyme disease. Dehydration and heat stroke. Heat kills more people each year than tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, or cold weather. Sunburns. Now, most people don't even think about this, but in the long run, you can get skin cancer. Sunscreen is a must-have if you're going to be in the sun for any amount of time. When I had cancer, skin cancer, I asked the dermatologist, I said, well, how did I get it? He said, when you were a little kid, you were probably out in the sun a lot. Because right now I don't go out in the sun. So it was from your childhood. So, you know, everybody gets something, you know, in their lifetime. Drowning. More than 4,000 people drown every year. About 20% are kids under the age of 14. And food poisoning. More common in the summer because we handle raw meat when we're grilling and don't always wash our hands. 647 Local News, Timeless Hits at WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Collect new brewer swag designed by Wisconsin artists at T-Shirt Tuesdays, presented by Hupy and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on August 12th for a special shirt by Emily Balsley. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hear that, I think of the Blues Brothers movie. Aretha Franklin, Think Local News, Timeless Hits, right here at WRJM. All right, summer's here. Let's have some summer etiquette rules. Maybe you're going to North Beach and you're laying on the sand. Don't shake out your sandy towel right next to someone at the beach. Don't assume everyone thinks it's fun to be splashed. Don't show up to a fine dining restaurant in flip-flops. Don't blast the music, unless it's WRJM, of course. And don't set off fireworks in the middle of the night. We had a neighbor lived across the street from us. He's not there anymore. For 2 weeks after the 4th of July, fireworks 24-7. We called the police on it. Police would say stop, and he'd start again as soon as they left. Well, he's gone. I think his wife is in jail now. So anyway, he's gone. But yeah, don't do that. Once the 4th of July is over, you know, kind of lay low on that. Hey, here's Elvis.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Yeah.
honka, honka. Honka, Elvis Presley, Burning Love, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Sunshine today, highs of 82, clear tonight, lows 67, sunny tomorrow, highs 86. Looking ahead to the 4th of July, sunny and hot with a high near 90. If you're on the parade route or in the parade, take a lot of water with you. You will need it. Sunny, 64 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. Ever worry about getting hit from an object from outer space? Only one person in history has ever been hit by a meteorite. A woman named Ann Hodges in Alabama was in her house sitting there minding her own business in November of 1954 when a chunk of a meteorite broke through her ceiling and hit her right in the thigh. She survived. She was okay. But still, what a story to tell. The only person ever to be hit by a space object. Whoa, that's a story to keep to tell your grandchildren. Hey, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Here's Mark Lindsay and Kix at WRJN. Appeared anywhere on TV. They always wore those colonial outfits, which I thought was always neat. It's 6:59 at WRJN. Well, here's a tip to see if it's too hot to walk your dog. Don't just walk your dog when it's 90 degrees outside. You got to check the pavement to see if it's hot so their paws, their pads, don't burn. Here's what you do. With your very own hand, turn your hand upside down and put your hand to the pavement. If you can't hold it there for 5 seconds, it will burn your dog's feet. So either leave your dog inside or walk on the grass and take care of your dog, all right? Hey, it's exactly 7 o'clock on the knock, and let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A surprise twist in the murders of four University of Idaho students in 2022. The victims' family say Brian Koberger has agreed to admit to the crimes.
Pleading guilty will spare Koberger the death penalty. He'll agree to four consecutive life sentences and will waive all rights to appeal. Koberger fatally stabbed the four students at an off-campus home in 2022. Benjamin Mogan's daughter, Madison, was one of the victims. He's relieved there will be no trial.
You don't have to torture families that have been already through the most horrific thing they could ever imagine.
But the family of another victim is upset with the plea deal. They posted on Facebook, the state of Idaho has failed them. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
We're learning more about the gunman who police say shot and killed two fire battalion chiefs in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
They say 20-year-old Wes Rowley